Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There is a growing pressure on parents of very young children to meet developmental milestones. But when families rush to control their babies to learn something new, these efforts can backfire. That's according to a new study called Teaching or Learning from Baby, published by the American Psychological Association. Joining us now is one of the researchers behind this, Lucy King. She's a psychologist specializing in developmental science. Lucy, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Lucy, set the scene, because we know developmental milestones for infants and toddlers exist to make sure any early challenges are caught. But it seems that there's a pressure in our culture right now on parents who might be starting very early to try and teach their babies almost maybe to meet milestones. What does this look like in the many, many observations you've had of parents with their babies?
Yeah, so this study was born out of doing lots of observations of parents with their around six-month-old infants. And what we observed that was that just spontaneously, parents might engage in what's known as intrusive behavior among psychologists. And so this is behavior that can be kind of overly controlling. It can be overstimulating and often not really allowing the infant a turn or an opportunity to explore on their own terms.
Like what? Paint a picture for me.
Yeah, so this can look like continuously directing the baby's attention to play with a particular toy that the adult might view as the most interesting toy that is in the environment or the toy that might be most educational. And it could also look like instructing specifically how to play with that toy. So as adults, we can see an object and we can pretty quickly decide, oh, this is how you use this. We have a sense of how it works and the right way to do it. And that it kind of stands in contrast to the way babies go about their environments. They're really in a period of exploration and figuring it out and learning from that discovery process.
And I loved reading, Lucy, this one example spoke to me because say there's a toy and there's a parent or caregiver in the room and the baby is licking the toy and the caregiver redirects and pushes a button and then trying to get the baby to realize you don't lick this, you push the button, but the baby continues to lick. Why should we let the baby lick it when really the parent or caregiver may be right that it's a button that you push?
Yeah. Well, I think it's, as I said, that babies can learn, they learn in different ways from us, and they might be picking up on cues that, or signals about how the world works that are not ones that we attend to, but that do help them learn. And so part of this is also kind of getting into the baby's mindset, understanding that they have their own kind of motivations and thoughts and feelings, and respecting their autonomy in their learning process.
And I think this is going to be like really challenging for many of us because it's like, it's hard to, you know, when a baby's there and you can see the right way to do something, I want to say it's very well intentioned to want to teach a baby the right way to do something. But your team helped parents in a controlled study reframe how they interact with little ones to let babies explore and be curious. Tell me about that and what that yielded.
Yeah, so this was an experimental study. So we had observed this kind of controlling behavior happening naturally, and we were wondering, could we actually induce this behavior experimentally to really determine whether certain goals about infant learning caused this kind of behavior? And so we told some mothers in our study to interact with their babies by teaching them something. And then we randomly assigned other mothers to interact with their babies by learning something from their baby. And so we found that those mothers who were instructed to teach, they tended to increase in this kind of controlling behavior. Mothers who were instructed to learn didn't show those increases in controlling behavior. They did report kind of discovering new things about their baby by just kind of sitting back and watching them and observing them, and sometimes even discovering, oh, their baby can do things on their own that they didn't realize they could do.
It's just so counterintuitive. It just feels mm-hmm. like we should be helping our babies learn everything we can teach them.
Yeah, yeah. It's very tempting. And I think there's like a lot of messages, especially, you know, it can be tough as a developmental scientist because there's obviously, you know, issues of neglect in our society and we do need to stimulate and educate our kids. But then it can get to this other end of the spectrum where there's pressure. So it's a nuanced message.
So leave us with some advice for parents, because I'm not sure it's realistic to just say to parents, don't try and teach your child.
Absolutely, yeah.
What is it that we can learn from our little ones, and how do we do that?
Yeah, so research outside of this particular study suggests that this behavior that we call following the child's lead can be good for their development. And so that involves kind of taking some to the time to sort of observe and watch their signals and cues, which can sometimes be subtle when they're just babies, for what they're interested in, and then kind of building off of that. In terms of understanding your baby's development, there's some research that suggests that focusing not on their performance or the outcomes of their development, but more on the process of their own unique developmental journey and how their competence uniquely builds over time can be best for shaping your interactions.
So, Lucy, if a child wants to pick up a cup and bang it instead of putting it on the stove where it should go, we should just let them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can let them guide the play with their own toys.
Lucy King is a psychologist specializing in developmental science. Lucy, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.